Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, last track, man. Mixtape. Everywhere I go, girls never care. Unless I'm looking where they put down their underwear. I could have been fine by now, but I blew it. I keep running laps with no legs, but I do it. This is for my haters. Bye bye, see you later. I switch my hustle up, lucky me, I'm getting paper. Black car Ferrari, blue Maybach. I'm fitted in sports, I keep on my back. I'm riding on my bike, no money's up I like. I hop on any beat, the city know I'm nice. Love talk shit, but I don't care. Free at last, Nick Davis probably here.
I'm about whatever, man. Fuck what they be talking about. They opinion doesn't count. We the only thing that matters. Oh, so we do it how we do it. All up in the face, man. I hate to put you through it. I be up all night, whole crew's in here. I don't really know who I'ma lose this year. Oh, man, I love my team. Man, I love my team. I would die for them niggas. Oh.
City, Elmira, Rockland, Dolly, the Bronx, Brooklyn,
yeah.
Manhattan.
Yeah,
let's go.
Okay. I'm up late, first 48. Haters wanna disrespect. Niggas see talent, let me in. Plus, because the check, you know I be bugging.
Yeah.
I miss my cousin, I go harder. Flashing lights when I walk.
Yeah.
Niggas better go watch your daughter. Yeah. Fucked up in the game, they laugh. Niggas won't throw no cold. Got flow, get the dough, no pizza. Smoke reefer, no cuffing ether. Spit ether, I buy with it like I'm emotional. Aren't you glad I write no crack, no coke, no eating? No part, she caught, she came, she spent the night. If I had one wish, I would kill burn all these bum rappers.
Wow.
Money, cash, and hoes, all these niggas is after.
Wow.
That's limelight, lucky me, it's the mixtape.
Okay.
Bitch, niggas, go and get your shit.
I'm about whatever, man. Fuck what they be talking about. They opinion doesn't count. We the only thing that matters. Oh, so we do it how we do it. All up in the face, man. I hate to push it through it. I be up all night, whole crew's in here. I don't really know who I'ma lose this year. Oh, man, I love my team. Man, I love my team. I would die for them niggas. Oh.
Yo, yo, yo. What's poppin'? It's the kid, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. This is Blog Talk Radio, pregame radio presents Real Talk with Lucky Me. What's good, Brooklyn Black Man?
Yeah, no, we're here chilling. For those who don't know, it's Monday, August 29th, 2011. It is
yeah.
53rd, the great king of pop, Michael Jackson. So, yes, we will be throwing in some tripping joints and things like that. But we got a great show lined up for y'all today, right, Luck?
Yeah, man, there's a lot going down in Elmira. There's a lot going down. We got a special guest. We got Alicia and we got Timmy. This is a couple who's been through some ups and downs. You know, makeups and breakups. You know, we're talking beds, riding it out, the good and the bad. And they're getting married Friday. So we're going to have them call in and we're going to chop it up with them. And we want to know, you know what I'm saying, what has made their relationship so successful? We're talking sex. We're talking drama. We're talking everything, you know what I'm saying, their likes and dislikes. You know what I mean?
Of course. Definitely do that. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. The man to my left is Lucky Me. I'm Brooklyn Black. It's Real Talk. And, you know, we here chilling. You want to get to a track, Luck?
Yeah. How about this? What you going to do? Listen, I want to throw it out there. I love Michael, you know what I'm saying? Michael, I used to grow up watching him, and all his videos, his man, inspirational. He's just he was a talented artist, and it's sad that he's gone. What you going to do? You going to get some rap, or you going to get into some Michael?
You know what? I'm feeling how you feeling right now, so we're going to get into some Michael, a couple joints, you know, and we'll be right back. It's free game radio. Hit us up. We in the building. And I'm going to go real old school with it, too.
Let's do it.
Let me say now,
This is real talk with Lucky Me. In the building, you just tuned in, you know what I'm saying? We got a nice show in store for y'all, you know what I'm saying? He's in Brooklyn. I'm in Elmira, New York. Guess I said it. Elmira has a voice, you know what I'm saying? This is your kid, Lucky Me. And like I said, if you're just tuning in, we got a great show in store for y'all. We got Alicia, and we got Timmy calling in. This is a relationship that's been through a lot, and pretty much we're celebrating it, getting married. So we're going to have them call in, and they're going to tell us about their likes and dislikes and what's keeping their love strong. You know what I'm saying? They both got tattoos and all this other crazy stuff, and it's you know, it's a miracle story. But we're gonna have them call in, you know, and so that's tuned in.
You know, see what's what. But also too, I want to give a shout out to Hooters.com version 2.
She's in the queue. She's in the queue.
I don't know if she's in the queue. I don't know.
Mm.
I want to give her a shout out. She was in the comments from earlier, and. You see the shit that everybody was saying, how she looked like a bird, how some chick whipped ass in high school, and, you know, she stood the ground. You know, she held it down.
Held it down. Nice.
You know, but she gets a dumbass shout out for a lady. And then, to make it bad for the rest of y'all, I'm telling y'all, it's girls like that, and, you know, I'm the most handsome nigga, but come on. Shit like that, getting away with shit like that, come on, son. But
well, say that again.
Huh?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you on the air. She's a nice girl. She is a nice girl. Girlfriend material, no. But she's a nice girl. And I even, like I said, I said to her face, and I said on the radio show. I told her if she lost her stomach, and lost a little bit of weight, she'll have it. You know what I'm saying? I believe that she can look official. Mm-hmm. Like, what you think?
It's possible because, you know, everyone got shit that they can improve and work on and XYZ, but for her to be in that current state and to make such a boisterous remark, yeah, I use it for his people, like, really? Come on, son. You need to ask me for that, but we got a caller in the building. Last 4 digits is 6043. You're live. Real talk, good luck to me. What's good? Where you calling from?
Really, Lucky, like, come on now. Don't lie.
No, listen. Hooters.com is in the building on the check-in. Listen. Miss. I told you a very pretty young lady. To me, it's just my taste. You're a very attractive young lady. I just thought, and I will always say this, I think if you lost about 20 pounds, niggas will be knocking your door down. That's all. That's just me.
Okay, I'm sick. I don't give a fuck, like I've told you before, and I'm happy with my body. I'm not going to go change for some man to like me and hop on my crotch like that. Like, that's losing self-respect for me. Like, I'm happy with where I am.
Okay, so with the comments you made on the YouTube video, you don't think that speaks numbers for your self-respect? Come on, son. That doesn't speak for your self-respect. Come on, you got on there and admitted, oh, yeah, I use it for his penis. And straight up, it's chicks who do shit like that make the dudes treat chicks all bad as shit. And why can't
okay,
I find a good man? Why? Because you got girls like you who do the dumb shit that you do.
The dumb shit that I do? Because I was having sexual relations with Lucky Me. That's doing dumb shit. He was using me for the same thing I was using him for, so it was okay.
You're not getting it, so you know. It's not the fact that you fuck Lucky Me. Shit, you can fuck him, suck him, whatever you want to do. That's what it's good. But you know, you are going there, oh, yeah, I use four penis, it is what it is. Like, that's why. That's what I'm saying. You can fuck whoever you want to kingdom come. That's what you want to do. You got to look yourself in the mirror.
I'm fine, and I'm happy with myself. I'm not out there fucking mad dudes. Like, I do me. I stay happy. I could care less who's in my life, who's not in my life. But the minute somebody's going to do me dirty is the minute I'm going to come out of character.
So your YouTube video was you coming out of character. That's not how you normally are. That's what you're saying?
I didn't hear you. The phone is shitty as hell.
I said, so you on the video, that was you coming out of character, or is that just you on... All the time.
That's me coming out of character because I'm...
There were two dudes. There was another dude on there talking about, yo, she ain't, you know, I can't get it because, you know, Lucky Me, but yeah, you know, she used us both for the penis.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Lie?
Miss, so live on air, Miss, did you have, he said that he that you used him too. Did you have sexual relations with that man?
Why does that matter, sir?
So you're telling, exactly. My point, the point is, you told me that you didn't have sexual relations with that man.
Yeah, I did.
So
that
means, she lied to me. Heartbreaker.
Why?
Yes, you lied, miss. And that's, and just like he said, that's the reason why good men, you know what I'm saying, do not put 100% into these up-and-coming relationships, because females are liars. If anybody
okay.
that knows me...
Well, men are liars, too, and men are usually the first to cheat. And this is Elmira, New York. You're not going to find a good guy. You're not going to find none of that. And it's the same thing that goes for girls. So you're coming up here from wherever you came from. All you're going to find is some pussy and probably like 10 STDs. No joke.
Now, listen, listen. There's, listen, I talk sexy all day on my Facebook. There are, like, the majority, yeah, there's some bad girls out here, but there are some good women out here in Elmira. Either they're hard work, either they're at work all day, or they're, you know, or they're taken, you know what I'm saying? Or they're just too old for my taste. But there are good women.
You like some dino bunnies, don't lie.
I have sex with dino bunnies, but I would never wife a dino bunny. But it's all, yo, Brooklyn Black, we need to go to commercial. We need to go and play some music, man. We're gonna cool it down for a little bit.
Yo, we gonna keep the whole, you know what I'm saying? We gonna keep the whole MJ thing going for a little bit, and I'm gonna play something new from the homie Lucky Me. Hit us up 347-857-4302. Shout out to Hooters.com version 2 for coming in the building and clarifying her place, her character, and all that good stuff. Still ain't fooling me in this. I don't give a shit. You fucking it up for the homie, but hit us up, 347-857-4302. We're still rocking. We started with early night, so we're going to get to the midnight when he was still dark-skinned. And hit us up. We'll be right back. It's pregame radio, yeah?
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like, it makes me feel like this.
Baby.
Yo, we back. Real Talk with Lucky Me presented by Pregame Radio. Brooklyn Black, what's up,
you know, chilling, man. You know, trying to see what's going down. In case our featured guest tonight, Alicia and Timmy or Tommy, whatever his name be, don't come through to the spot, what should we go into?
All right, this is what, listeners, this is what's going to happen. And just in case Alicia and Timmy does not call in the guests, you know, they have prior engagement, things like that happen sometimes in this business. What we're going to do is we're going to have some ladies calling, Elmira ladies, if you're calling in. We're going to do, what are the number one things that you don't like about Elmira men that pisses you off, whether it's them not having jobs, how they dress, how they approach you. We're going to get into that. But before we get into that,
because most people told me like 10 of them niggas up there.
Hey, I don't know. I don't focus on the niggas. I focus on the snow bunnies. But listen, at the end of the day, something that we didn't touch, the hurricane, this bum ass hurricane. What how you feel about that, Brooklyn Black?
Yo, the hurricane, by the way, we still got Hooters.com version 2 with us. The hurricane, like, you know, for those that are affected, you know what I'm saying, I hope you guys are safe and, you know, whatever was damaged, of course, can't be replaced, but, you know, life can't be. And for those of us who were lucky and missed it, like some places in the city, you know, but the punk-ass hurricane, but it's a good thing at least that they got everybody to stock up on what they needed anyway in case of an emergency. And I just hope, you know, y'all was just one of the greedy people to come to find out, oh, there's a hurricane. I just drunk up all the water and used the batteries for your phone box or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Still save that stuff because you never know what could happen.
Yes, you never know. Better safe than sorry. And like I said, yeah, it's sad for those. I think it was like 10 losses, 10 deaths. I think that was the total. Yeah, some places got it bad. I know up here in Elmira, I was still able to open my business. It was windy, but for the most part, it was a decent day. All right, like I said, I'm reaching out to, like I said, Alicia, if you're listening. Oh, I want to throw this up on the radio, too. Yo, people, listen, Elmira, like, girls, I be trying to holler at the little girls, you know what I'm saying? And they be like, yo, Lucky, don't you go out with East. I don't go out with that girl. So please, if you're listening, I don't go out with that girl. I never really went out with that girl. Just because it says I'm in a relationship status on Facebook doesn't mean that I'm with them. Sometimes girls will be like, Lucky, you know what I'm saying? Can you be in a relationship with me or whatever? It'll make me feel good. I'm for the people. If it'll make a lady feel good.
Wait, hold up. And I got to get Hooters.com version 2. Wait, what's her name? I don't feel like calling her Hooters.com. What's her name?
What's her name? Hooters.com?
Yeah.
What's her name? Her name is Amanda, I believe.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I said, let's
throw my government out there because that's cool.
I didn't put your whole government out there, miss. Thank you very much, miss. I like to hurt people's feelings. Miss, I like to use people for their penis.
Well,
do you prefer to be called Hooters.com? Because I'll call you Hooters.com.
No.
See, that's why Amanda, my question is, what the fuck? Why don't girls just go to a random dude? Okay, granted, you know, he's a cool dude, whatever, but that's not your man. Why are you going to push that out there? Like, this ain't high school. This ain't, oh, that's my playboy friend. Like, are you is it really that serious?
They
got to be in a relationship or Facebook and you ain't even kicking it. Like, they just want the popularity. Is that what it is?
I don't even care what he said. Because when he's with somebody and they're not at his house, he's still calling another girl to come over. Are you serious?
Wait. First of all, I am single. Second of all,
like what, a couple weeks ago? And
who I was going out with? Who was I going out with, man?
Blow your shit up real quick.
Listen, you don't gotta blow my shit up. I get it how I live. You know what I'm saying? It, like, plain and simple. Like I always say, ladies of Elmira, if you're listening, listen. I don't chase that thing. I don't chase that meow. I don't chase it. No, it's not that it comes to me. I like strong women who can come to me and say, listen, Lucky, I think I like you. I think you're a nice guy. I would like to get naked next to you under some covers. I appreciate that. Huh?
Talking to the dog.
But girls like you, Miss, and I will always call you Hooters.com.
No,
Miss Hooters.com.
Real quick. We gotta
well,
that.
I will call you that because you think you could play, you could flip both sides of coins. You thought you could mess with both niggas and that we wasn't going to find out.
No. See, this is where you have got it mixed up because there, me and Mr. Pudge, Prince, Tim, whatever the hell you want to call him, in my head, in my thought, whatever you, the hell you want to call it, we're not together because he had a lot to prove to me, which he proved me wrong.
Girl, I heard that not together because you
said
you up to me.
Yeah, I did talk to you because I'm single. I can do that. That's me. If I want to be, if I don't want to be home and I want to be somewhere else, I'm going to go and be somewhere else.
But why would you do that and tell the man or text the dude or come to his place of employment and be like, oh, I want to be with you. Oh, but you fucking all these bitches and this and that, blah, 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 blah.
No,
but in actuality, you just want a penis.
I'm sorry, what? This phone is fucking up.
No, I said, in actuality, you really didn't want a relationship because you just wanted penis, like you said
well,
in the video.
Well, no, sir, I realize that you, yourself, are not actually good relationship material as well as I, as you say. And if you want to test that theory, go ahead and try me because I will pull some shit
why, out. So give me 5 good reasons why I wouldn't be the appropriate man to be in a relationship with.
The way you act around every single girl that you see, well, every single bunny that you see, the things that you did
hold on. No, listen.
Work together.
You got to break it down. You said one. No, you got to break it down one by one. You said one, I have sex with every bunny that I see.
No. The way you talk to them.
How do I talk to them? Like, give us the people that's listening that don't know me, give them an example.
You talk to them like you are ready to put them in your bed that night.
All right, so, and number two?
The way that you were when you were with Miss Little Indian Princess there.
Wait, Miss who?
Indian Princess.
Canadian Princess. You're on the grassy now, son?
No. See, like I said, always for people that are just listening, I name any female that I deal with, I name them. And so she was named Indian Princess. And first of all, that relationship was not real at all. That relationship lasted 72 hours.
Okay, but still, when she wasn't with you, who were you texting to come over, sir?
Ooh!
What you said?
When she was not at your house one night because she had her kids or she had a babysitter. I don't remember what it was when I looked at my roommate's Facebook. But the night that she couldn't come over, sir, who did you text to come over?
I text you.
Exactly, and you two were together at that moment in time.
There,
right
the reason, listen, there's reason behind
right
everything
wrong.
That I do.
Right or wrong. Right or wrong.
You're right. We were together. You're right. But, this Real Talk with Lucky Me, if you're just tuning in, this is Lucky Me, Brooklyn Black. It's presented by Pregame Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm live from Elmira. He's live from Brooklyn. And, you know, we got Hooters.com/Amanda on deck. And we talking. But anyway, the reason why I did call you was because she was over there drinking with her baby father and her ex noodles. And I didn't think
okay.
That was appropriate for me.
You're right. You're right. That's not appropriate when you're in a new relationship. That's not appropriate at all. But
yes.
You can't turn around and that's like me taking Mr. Timothy back and the same night being in your bed. Like two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, you say taken back as if you guys were in an actual relationship.
And I'm not saying that we are because I see what he's doing and I'm not having it.
So I'm gonna break it down because it seems like they're not calling back yet. So what is your fascination? Like what is it that Timmy did that attracted you to him? What are the things that he did?
Drunken intoxicity. Whatever that word is.
He got drunk? He got you drunk?
Yeah, I was drunk, and I got stupid, and then I was like, all right, whatever, I'll just write it out, I guess, and then, you know, he did some cute shit, whatever.
And what are those things that he did, miss? What are those things that he did?
Just, like, shit that he said, and then you're going to come to my house, bring me a little bundle of fake roses, tell me that the reason why you didn't buy real ones is because they die, you're trying to make me your wife. And you don't want that shit to die, so that's why you bought me. That's why you bought me fake roses.
So pretty much what you're saying is you allow the man to bring you fake roses, and to whisper sweet nothings in your ear, and with that little bit of stuff, he's able to persuade you to like him.
Well, there was other cute shit that he said, and then he did, and you know.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Brooklyn Black, we need to go. We need to go to a song. Let's go to a song.
I'm about to go behind the scenes and talk to these people who's in the car room, see if they got something they want to say to y'all. I figure, you know, y'all just keep it flowing, because the back and forth between y'all two is fucking crazy. You know, so I figure y'all go ahead and do that. I'm still be rocking. Of course, we still got more music, and we got almost an hour and a half left still to shoot time, so we're still hopping in between that now.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, are we still live on air? I don't know if we still live on air, but we still live on air. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me. Like I said, Elmira people, Steals and Deals, 707 Lake Street, Elmira, New York, 14901. Got baby stuff for $1, meaning clothes. DVDs, $4, 3 for 10, 8 for 20. Xbox games, Xbox 360, PS3 games, $10, 3 for 25, all types of stuff. Cash for gold. New or old, get your gold sold. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying the most in Elmira for your gold and silver. Holla at me. 10 to 10 every day. The kid works hard, and this is what we do. So, Miss Amanda, you only said two things as far as the five things that didn't make me a good man.
Oh, what
are all three?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
You only said two things.
All right. What did I say again? Tell me what I said again. Why is this shit not working? Hello?
Yes.
Tell me what I said again.
You said one, I try to hump every girl that I talk to, and then you said number two, that, you know, I was calling you when I had a girlfriend, so which means I can't be monogamous.
Okay, and then number three would be that you don't like it when you don't get your way, and you're not going to get your way all the time in a relationship.
You mean I don't get my way, or I can't get my way?
Somebody tells you no, or somebody says the wrong thing to you, you get mad, and then you don't talk to that person, or you do whatever. And then when somebody calls you out your bullshit, you act like you don't do it.
So you're trying to say I lack communication skills?
Pretty, well, yes and no. Like, you do have some communication skills, but not a lot.
Wait. When it comes to something like that, there's no either or. I'm sorry, I didn't even interject like that, but it's either he got communication skills or he don't.
Like, they're not that great. Like, it's just not good for, like, a relationship. Like, you have to be able to, like, respect things and talk about everything and this, that, and the third. And from what I've seen, Lucky really can't do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know, son.
Like, at the end of the day, these are her opinions, but, you know, son, I have to speak up. Anybody knows me that I'm the most talkative dude on the fucking planet and mess.
It has nothing to do with communicating like that, though.
Miss, are you in the bath water? Are you in the bath?
I sure the fuck am.
So you're butt naked. You're butt naked on Real Talk with Lucky Me?
Real Talk with Lucky Me. She's butt naked in the tub.
All right. So we gonna cut. All right. It's not about me. It's not about you. Let me ask you a question, Miss. Do you really want a good man?
Sir, I don't think I want any man anymore. I think I.
No, seriously. If a genie came to you, and he said, listen, I want to give you one wish, and I can grant you a good man. Would you want that?
No, because there is no good man. There's always
fraud. Man, this is some old bullshit.
What? It is, no. It's every female's dream when they're little and, you know, they're little girls and they got their little Barbie dolls. You got Ken and you got Barbie. And you want to grow up. You want to own a home, your own vehicle. You want to get married. You want to have that ideal man. You're trying to tell me that you don't want to get married one day?
Anymore, no.
Is this because men have hurt you?
Sure is.
Have you ever thought that maybe you need to reserve on? And like I said, what I'm about to say is, and I'm not calling you a whore or nothing, because you're not a whore. You're none of that. But what I'm saying is, maybe you should stop having sex, and let a dude get to know you for you. You ever thought about that instead of just giving up the pussy?
No, sir. See, you and I were in something completely opposite direction of what I normally do.
So, explain, miss.
Like, what happened between you and I is not what I normally do, luckily.
And what is that?
Well, you know what you call used gas for your penis?
Is it child? Yo, is live? Yo, Brooklyn Black, what do you feel about what she got to say? Do you feel anything that she's saying is sincere, or she's just, you know, just going through the motions?
Alright. Here's my take on it. You know what? Maybe she's been trying to, you know, look for a good dude, and she's been dogged out, so she's just lost all faith and all hope that there are no more good dudes out there. Yeah, see, that's exactly what it is. But here's where I throw in the flip side. Everyone gets what they put out. So, and this is my opinion, but it is proven fucking theory. It comes, and the theory comes as primitive as fishing, all right? If you don't like the type of fish you're getting, change your bait. Now, if you're tired of all these blouse ads, Elmira dudes or whatever, then maybe there's something that you need to change about you.
I don't have to change nothing about me. I'm perfect the way I am.
Okay, and you now. You're gonna get those quote-unquote perfect dudes who are going to use you for your badge and this part of the day, there's a real man out there. Oh, it was in shape. That's what's going to happen. So try to switch yourself up. You know, instead of meeting a homie at the, I don't know what y'all call it, supermarkets out there or whatever, but instead of meeting a dude there or meeting a dude at the local pub or some shit, meet him at the library.
Watch
me
and other dude.
Yo. Yo, Brooklyn Black. This is how it goes. And I'm going to put it out there because I put everything out there because I don't care. We live one life, so I'm going to put it out there. When it comes to Hooters.com, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I thought about it, about, oh, could she possibly be a decent girlfriend? And I said, and after I evaluated the possibilities, I said, no, Lucky, she cannot. You know why? Because she's a pathological. She's a pathological liar. One, she's a liar. And two, you know what I'm saying? I like ambitious girls who's going to strive for whatever they're going to strive for. They have to give it 1,000%. She doesn't give.
She lies and she ain't really about shit. That's why you wear a wife.
You said it, and I didn't say it. She's spoiled. She's spoiled. She's a spoiled individual. She has a silver spoon in her mouth. And I just can't deal with it. I work hard for the little bit of pennies that I do have, and if I'm going to have a girlfriend, I'm going to want somebody I can build with. If the foundation is shitty, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to be built to last, and that's what always happens. So before, you know what I mean, I decided to start building with her, you know what I'm saying. I saw that she wasn't trying to lift on her end. So.
And a grease went flying everywhere, and I took off.
I don't know. She's
spoiled. And I've had a silver spoon in my mouth my whole life. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, you heard me, little nigga. You heard me.
Okay, well, for one, I am not a liar. For two, I am spoiled, but only by my grandparents, not by my parents. And I have not had a silver spoon in my life or in my mouth all my life. Trust me, I've been through some hard shit. But I'm not going to put it out there to everybody like that so everybody can give me a poor pity me story or whatever the hell it is. Like, no, that's not me. Like, I dealt with what I dealt with. I still deal with what I deal with. And I don't come out to people like that. Like, the only people who know what I've been through are my closest friends. And that's how I keep it. I'm not going to tell everybody and their fucking brother in the world what I've been through so they can, what, either use it against me or give me the, oh, poor you thing. No, fuck out of
okay,
here.
So let me ask, where would Lucky get the impression from that you're a pathological liar? It's not even a habitual liar, not even a hobby type of liar. You said pathological, which means you lie as much as you breathe. What would give him that impression?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wait a minute. Please explain to me, sir, how I'm a pathological liar.
You're a pathological liar. Listen, you can't really believe anything that comes out your mouth. Plain and simple.
Really?
If I'm having sex with a female, I like to make sure that, you know, I'm just the only one, you know what I'm saying, having relations with her. I just like to know, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody, I don't want to keep on putting, it's like having dip and you got chips, you know what I'm saying? You one scoop and then it's just you the only one. I don't want mad niggas scooping in my dip and all that. Nah, that's just not me. So you tell me you didn't suck that man's penis, you didn't get that man no pussy, and come to find out, you gave him the pussy.
No. See, I don't even know why you think I'm lying, but I'm not, because I ain't got no reason to lie. But, you know, if you want to sit there and claim that I'm a pathological liar, this, that, third, I mean, go right ahead. It's not going to bother me, because at the end of the day, when I lay my head down, I know what's real, what's fake, what's the truth, and what's the lie. And I know who I am, and I know what I'm doing and what I'm not doing. So, you know, believe what you want to believe. I don't care.
And another thing.
Fuck that shit up.
But it goes with the whole Elmira girl thing. These, like,
I'm
yo,
not like these Elmira girls, though. I'm from the country. When are you going to understand that?
You're from, all right, wow, because you walk around with
no shoes on?
Wait, hold up.
Ain't Elmira the country?
No.
Yes, it is. This is the bonies.
Well, okay, from the city, yeah, it's a lot different. But I come from a place a lot different from the city and Elmira, New York.
Like where are you from?
That's for me to know.
All right, you don't have to say where you're from. Like, at the end of the day.
I'm asking, you know, you from the country, where you from? Tennessee, Mississippi, Willacoochee, Georgia, where you from?
I'm still from New York, and I'm still from a place close to Elmira, but it's nothing like Elmira. It's past horse heads.
Okay, so, all right, so, what? That's what, you know.
Well, I can't hear because these kids are talking. Willie's got the water running.
Get out! Woo-hoo! Somebody need to ask what to do.
That's not even me. That's Bam Bam.
Yeah, listen, I'm sick and tired of all these, and I ain't gonna lie, I talk to a lot of females, and I flirt, and I, you know, I get conversation out of them. I may not get the sex, but I may at least get some good conversation out of them, and they keep saying, I'm not different, I'm different than these bitches out here, I'm a different Elmira girl, or I'm just different, I'm different, stop categorizing me, Lucky, that's your fucking problem. No.
It is.
The problem is this. You ladies, y'all settle for bum-ass niggas. Y'all settle for bum-ass niggas that really don't give a fuck about you, really, and they only use you. You know what I mean? Y'all love that shit. These Elmira girls, y'all love to be want, like, when a dude, if a dude can get, I don't know, every day ask you for $5 and you had it, you'll just give it to him. Because y'all love to be wanted. I don't know what it is about you females up here. Y'all love to be wanted.
No.
That's how y'all do.
No.
All right, check it out. We got to pay some bills.
Pay some bills, man.
That's 347-857-4302. For everybody who's tuning in by a computer, scroll down, bottom left-hand side of the page is the chat room. Hit us up. You got some views you don't want to call up or whatever, let them know. We'll read them on air. It is what it is. Like I said, the number is 347-857-4302. We got about an hour left. And as you see, we've been in some real good ish right now. All right? So hit us up. This is a show you don't want to miss. And we here rocking It's Free Game Radio presenting Real Talk Direct to me in the building.
I was a terror since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the tray juice and the deuce deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in Axe and Sidekick with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my jack? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest. The niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bugging and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew. Cause all we wanna do is my feet, short dude, 222s in my shoes. Holla if you need me, love, I'm in the house. Roman stroke, see what the honeys is about. Moet popping, hoe popping, ain't no stopping. Big Papa, I'm a bad boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back? Niggas wanna flex, who got the gas? It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you scared, you're the poster. Nigga, I toast you. Put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even starts. Is he drunk? Over Henny and stuff? Or some brand new?
Back in the building, I was going to give a shout-out to my baby mom. She just hit me up. She was like, yo, I'm listening. Y'all niggas are some loud boys. So shout-out to my baby mom and my son, Jordan. I'm going to see y'all niggas not Friday, but Saturday. I'm going to be down in the city. You know that West Indian Day. Is that this weekend? West Indian Day Parade?
This weekend, West Indian Day Parade, popping off Monday, Juve Sunday night, so you already know.
I'm in the building. I'm out there. I'm out there. You know I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? I got to leave Elmira for a little bit, go down there, take my son to school shopping. You know what I mean? Go down there, get crazy out there in Brooklyn, and do it up. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk with Lucky Me, with Brooklyn Black. We chilling on a Monday. It's every Mondays from 8 to 9, but we decided to do 8 to 10 or whatever. We're supposed to have a special guest, but they, I don't know. Maybe they're scared. They're not calling in. They don't want to be exposed. We don't know.
So
we don't know what's going on. So,
get one on your phone. All those who are, like I said, listening online, just scroll down to the bottom left-hand side of your screen. You'll see there's a nice little chat window in there. You can communicate with us through the show. You can see what you're saying as you're typing in, all that good stuff. So hit us up. But, oh, somebody need to ask me.
Who need to ask me?
Hi.
Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, these girls are all these kids and all.
All right. We're going to have to just make it back up for a second until at least we know the situation over there is cool, because a lot of baby through these speakers is like murder. Viva, upstate New York, Brooklyn, you guys are on the chat in too. You guys are live. The call room is popping. The people in the chat room, you know, let us know, especially Elmira. Ladies, what is it about Elmira guys that are turning you off? Elmira dudes, hit us up. What is it about the Elmira females that are pissing you off? Or, you know, are you mad that, you know, these girls, they talk a good game like MissHooters.com over here, and then they prove to be something else? You know, what's up? What is it? You know, what's going on? What is it with the women out there? It's like, because even yesterday, there was some girl on the thing trying to go in on you on Facebook.
Girls all the time try going. I don't know. You want to refresh my memory a little bit?
If I could find the post, I would definitely dig it up. But you was gonna expose some chick, and then she came and went ham. Well, tried to go ham on you, and then everyone else came and held you down.
Oh, the chick Cassandra from Elmira. All right, now if I normally, you know, my Facebook is, you know, my daily journal, and it's kind of real life stuff. I don't fabricate anything on there. And I said something. Now, I know how the Facebook thing go. Some people, you say something, people leave comments, and I'm for that. And I want people to be opinionated, put their opinions on there, and how they feel about the things that I say. But I kind of get mad when certain people say certain things. So if you're a person that don't normally, you know what I'm saying, talk to me really, but you only want to say something when you got some smart shit to say, that's when I'll jump down your throat. Pause. And so she said something, and then it kind of pissed me off. And I'm like, miss, you washed up. Like you really washed. You don't got no buns, no nothing. You fat. You washed up. Like, really, washed up. And your man is washed up. So we're not even going to get into that. But, yeah, she had to be dealt with. And like I said, a lot of times – females will sit back and watch things, and they'll be like, wow, why is she saying this? And they'll jump down her throat for me. And I don't really got to do it. And so,
well, like I said, you know, you had one hell of a support system, and, you know, I even came and I said something. But, if, you know, your bunnies, the pals of Harvard girls, they had it.
All right, well, listen, oh, we got one in. What are the number one things they hate about Elmira? We got Miss Carrie. I'm not going to say her last name from Elmira. She said, most are lazy, don't bathe, and expect a girl to provide everything. Are you on there, Hooters? Are you still here?
Wait, let's see if we get Hooters. Let's see if it's quiet in her background.
Hello?
Yeah, are you still there, Hooters?
What the hell is going on with this phone? Hello?
Nah, I can hear you.
Yeah,
can hear you.
Hear Hooters. Now she can't hear us.
Now she can't hear us?
Yeah.
Step
Hello?
Your provider
yeah.
up.
No,
step your phone. A lady from Elmira said most dudes out here are lazy. They don't bathe and expect the girl to provide everything. Do you agree with
That's true.
Except
for the don't bathe part. Well, she must be fucking with a scumbag that was on welfare. Just saying. But the guys that I fuck with, I know they shower because they are either getting in the shower before I come over, or they're getting in the shower while I'm there, or they're getting in the shower with me. Like, as long as I know you're clean, it's the only way that I'm going to do whatever.
Nice, nice. At least honest, you're being out there. But one thing that bothers me, she said that they expect the girl to provide everything. But like I said, this touched back to what I just said. These, it seemed like the women want to provide for the niggas, the bum niggas.
No, men do depend on women.
especially when they're on welfare or SSI, because they're only getting like $400 to $700 a month, and then they're gonna go blow it on their little drugs or whatever habit that they have, and then that girl has to pay his bills, buy his food, buy his clothes, put gas in his car. And what is he doing for her? Saying, baby, I love you, probably cheating on her while she's working, taking her car, running her gas out, that she's working hard for the money that she puts in that gas tank to be in there. And he's not going to, you know, he don't care at the end of the day, just as long as she ain't fucking nobody else. And he's, that's the last pussy that he gets at the night.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just, yo, Facebook is crazy. I want to give a special fuck you shout out to the girls who make plans with guys via text, via Facebook, and then always find an excuse at the last minute. Instead of just keeping it funky and say, you know something, I don't want to have sex with you, sir. You would not put your penis in me. Sir, I do not want to go to movies with you. Sir, I do not want to go get a cookie with you. So that's a special.
Sir, you want me to come over tonight?
No, I'm not talking about you, Hooters. I'm just talking in general. Y'all crazy. This is live on radio. You're tuning in. It's Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by my phone is acting up. Yeah, see, my phone is acting up. My battery dying and all that. Pre-game radio. We're talking about pre-game radio.
Brought to you by pre-game radio. And doing the damn thing. Big shout out to Elmira. You guys are here in strong force. I just wish you guys were more, what's the word, verbal, or you guys type more, because you guys got the chat room filled up. You guys
listen.
My call on filled up. Hit one of your phones. Alicia Timmy, you guys in building, hit one of your phones. Let's do this.
Yo, and let them know. Listen, if you're listening, we're not going to put your number on blast. You can make a fake name. You can change your voice, but your voice can be heard. You're from out here. There's not too much going on. The bars close at 1 o'clock. You know, y'all look for after parties and stuff like that. There's nothing really going on out here. You know what I'm saying? So this is for y'all to say our voices to be heard, and this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm an active person. I like to be all over the place, and this is the type of things that I got to do. But I'm still touching back on that topic about the fucking girls that be making plans.
We got one. They're calling from a block number.
Okay, let's get it.
Real Talk with Lucky Me. I'm Brooklyn Black with Lucky Me. Who are you? And where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Who's this?
You on the air.
Dan Rogers, how are you doing?
How you doing, Dan Rogers? Yo, you this, where you from?
Elmira.
Okay, you're from Elmira. Sir, the Elmira females are saying that the men out here are losers, they don't bathe, and they use women. How do you feel about that?
You want my honest opinion?
Keep it funky.
I think they're smuts. They're pussy snakes.
Okay.
Y'all got some, they need braces. Like that video, nigga, that bitch needs braces in her mouth.
What video are you returning? Who are you talking about, sir?
Hooters. Like, she look like she got some hooters.
Wait a minute. All right, honey, let me give you my real phone number when these guys go to a little freaking music break here, and you and me can talk, because I'll tell you right now that I am probably the best thing that you can never touch, and I'm not saying that to say that. You want to sit here and talk shit to me, but honey, I'm going to give you my phone number. I'll even give you my address, and you can talk shit to my face. Just like these girls who want to sit there and talk shit to me and tell me that I look a mess. I know I look a mess today. I didn't even care. Like, I just got out of the tub, and you want to sit here and talk shit to me?
Yo, go back to the orthodontist and get your teeth checked.
I don't care about my teeth. Like, really? Like, this is why I don't like Elmira guys, because you guys are all about appearances. So what? I got a little fucking fat. So what? I got too much teeth. I don't give a fuck.
Hey. So do you really think you get a lot of guys?
I know I get a lot of guys.
You do? You think
I've
that's
got more guys'
thing,
numbers in my phone than I do girls. What does that tell you?
You think that's a good thing? That's
I
not
don't
a
care
good
if that's a good thing or not. Because at
what?
The end of the day...
Usually that's how your teeth get that way. They get pushed out from sucking too much.
Really? Because I don't give a hot. And Mr. Lucky Me can tell you that from firsthand.
You're one of these fire hoes out here that need to just calm them out.
Why don't you be the one to stick the dick in your mouth?
All the time. Pull your pants up sometimes. Get off your pants. You'll be all right.
Get off my back. I don't need to be on my back, honey, because guess what? Your opinion does not matter to me. You don't pay my bills, motherfucker. You don't do nothing for me. And I know that you got some bitches in the background laughing their asses off, so why don't you put them on the phone and have them say what they got to say to me, too? Or are they just too pussy to say something?
I'm right now talking to you. What's good?
Wait, who is that?
Hold on. Who's on the air?
Whoa. You was just calling my man talking shit, right? You was talking shit on the phone with him, right?
Hold up.
Brooklyn Black. Mute the callers. We need to now isolate the girl who just came on the phone.
You want me to unmute the girl who just came on the phone?
Yes, we need to know who is this. Get on.
I just called for the black number.
Who is it?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, you're from Elmira, young lady.
Yes.
Okay. So you have this is Real Talk with Lucky Me. How you doing? My name's Lucky, and this is Brooklyn Black. What is your beef now, ma'am?
Well, I just overheard her saying to my man to put the people that was laughing in the background on the phone, so I got on the phone.
Oh, that was me laughing in the background. And
All right, ma'am. Now listen, yeah. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me and Elmira. Now this is not about bashhooters.com. What it is, we're talking about good. Like they're saying that in the chat room that the guys out here ain't worth shit. What is your take on that?
My take on that is not all guys are not shit. Some are good guys. You just gotta find them.
So you found a good man, correct?
I did.
What are some of his good qualities so the guys that are listening, they can learn from that?
Get out of my room.
He takes care of me. He takes care of his child. He pays the bills. He has a job.
Nice.
Doing big.
Never he don't beat on nobody.
Only if necessary.
Only if necessary.
Yeah, that's what's up. So pretty much the people that's listening, so they are good men out here in Elmira, and
the
ladies.
And out of 35 men in Elmira, there's only two good ones.
I got one of them.
How long have you guys been together? If you mind me being nosy for a tech.
7 years.
You've been together for 3 years now. You lived in Elmira all your life?
Yes.
You lived in Elmira all your life, and you might ask me your age or range, rather your 20s, your 30s?
21.
You're 21. Are you guys married?
Yes.
You guys are married.
Oh, she's a baby.
I'm a what?
What?
A baby.
Nah, listen. I fell in love when I was in 21, so it can happen. It can happen. So moral of the story is she has a good man, and I'm happy that I finally hear somebody saying that these dads are taking care of these kids because, you know, I work, you know what I'm saying, I got a shop in Elmira, and all I see is these mothers pushing strollers by themselves. That's all I'm seeing. And I'm happy. It's good to hear that, you know what I mean, there's a good man, you guys are happy. Not to be nosy, but I got to throw it out there. This is real talk. The domestic violence rate is pretty high out here. Pretty high.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
I don't think that you should be on each other. It shouldn't just be... I don't think you should put your hands on each other, period. Whether it's on the dude or the chick, you should... If you're upset with one another, you should walk away or try to talk it out or whatever. I don't think you should put your hands on each other.
Okay, so I know it's been 3 years. Every relationship isn't perfect. I'm quite sure you guys had your ups and downs. What did y'all do to overcome some of those bad times?
I don't know. Stay away from the haters. People try to bring you down. Just talk shit out. If you got issues.
All right, I'm just going to throw a hypothetical question out there. Your man goes to the bar. You know what I'm saying? A girl hits on him. He goes home. He falls asleep. He's drunk. He just left. You know what I'm saying? Ramses or something like that. You find a number in his pocket. What do you do?
Hold up. One, why is she going through his pockets in the first place?
She doing laundry. A good woman is going to be like, let me fold my man's pants up. He's tired. He's worked all day. He went to the bar. Let me get his money. Let me charge up his phone. Let me go in his pocket. She find a number.
I'd probably bug out.
What? So instead of just waking him up and be like, babe, you know what I'm saying, babe, or wait until the morning and be like, listen, I was just, you know what I'm saying, ironing your pants or putting him in a washer and I found his number. You want to tell me? Would you bug out on him?
No, I'd wake him up that night and be like, why do you have this number in your pocket?
No, she wanted to see something tonight. Hold on, Lisa. We got another caller in the building.
Nice.
Last four digits is 7684. You're live on Real Talk with Lucky Me Power by Pre-Game Radio. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I'm the one that said they're lazy and dirty and don't bathe. There is one specific guy out here in Elmira that gets mad pussy, but he dirty as hell.
You want to put him on blast, miss?
I'll put him out there. I don't give a shit.
What is his name? This is Real Talk. We keep it real.
His name is Black. B-L-A-Q. Black.
Damn.
So you're saying this guy...
Come on, son.
So, miss,
yeah,
so pretty much...
I want to give a shout out to all our listeners, Sandy Wood. She's been rocking with us for a while. And about the phone number question, she said she would ask him about the number and then she would call it. So big shout out to Sandy Wood. Not sure where she's calling from, but she's on the check-in. So big shout out to her. She's rocking with us. But, So okay, what would you do in such situation?
Yeah, let's see. My girl was with him, and she'd buy him shampoo and all that shit, and he still didn't use it.
That's a dirty.
Wow.
He's straight. When you'd walk into a room that he was in, you'd smell him. He gets mad bitches. I don't understand it.
Wait, hold on. I got a question. Who does that call? Did you fuck Black too?
Wait, hold on.
Hell no.
Who does that call? Did you fuck Black? Who does that call?
What happened?
Hi. She's in a bathtub. Like I said, if you just tuning in, this is Real Talk. We're lucky to be sponsored by Pre-Game Radio.
Yo, listen. I'm going to let you all niggas go. I got a job to test too. All right. Y'all be
all right,
easy.
Go down, homie.
Thank you for calling in, sir.
Yes. All right. Take care.
Nice. Shout out to that caller. Shout out Elmira's in the building. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know, Elmira got a voice, and we talking about, what are we talking about now? We talking about niggas. Obviously, a young lady just said that. She got
you
a good man.
Every nigga named Black.
Listen, this show is not, it's not based around him, and we should just put him on blast, but it's not based around Black or whoever he is. I've never met him, but she said,
okay,
more
Sandy
story
Wood
is
one of the good girls from Elmira, so shout out to Sandy Wood, who's one of the good girls from Elmira.
Sandy Wood is a good girl from Elmira. Shout out to her. That's what's up. They're, like I said, there are some good girls in Elmira. Either they're taken or they've been going through so much bullshit all their life. How you doing, man? Like I said, I'm on two grinds. I'm still working in the store, and we on the radio station is going down. Like I said, 707 Lake Street, Elmira, New York. I'm right next to Ernie Davis Middle School. Cash for gold. You got baby strollers. I take it all. I got food stamps. Holler at me.
Wow.
Yo, Broken Black, let's play some music. Let's slow it down for a tad.
Let's play some music. It's getting real crazy over here. Like I said, shout out to everybody on the channel. Yo, Elmira is in here heavy. Wow. I never seen so many 607. Shout out to everyone in the 607 repping, doing their thing. You guys have a voice now, so of course be heard, right? I think I'm going to get into some. What should we do? Should we do another MJ track?
Let's, like I said, the radio station sucks out here. Let's give them some New York City flavor, man.
All right, I hear you there.
All right, we on it. Let's do it. New here off that Watch the Throne album, Jay-Z, Kanye West. I know y'all, hopefully y'all dudes have heard it already, but we'll be right back. It's Pregame Radio.
Easier to bear. You won't regret it.
I ain't been a
mess.
Popping bottles, putting supermodels on the cat. Proof.
Man,
I guess I got my swagger back.
Man,
truth. New watch alert.
Man,
new blows. All the big face, Rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless. Man, I adopted these niggas, till I'm coming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. So your time is up, cause we in and get another game.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Me in the D450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything for sale, got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going to fail. Luxury rap, the Hermes of purses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs, you ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? Put some immigrants through your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you? Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach, drop a cigarette, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We chilling them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Yeah, we back in the building. We back. Yo, if you tune in, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, and I'm the host, the kid Lucky Me. We live out here in Elmira because Elmira got a voice. You know what I mean?
We have been all over the place today. You know what I'm saying? We done spoke about, we done dug in Lucky Me business a little bit. We done found out about Foodist.com, and big shout out to Lisa, her man, who called in on the check-in earlier. Big shout out to Carrie. Shout out to Sandy Wood, who is still rocking with us.
Yes.
570s, even the block numbers. I see y'all. We salute y'all. Thanks for checking in with us. That's what we do.
Yo, listen. I'm on the Facebook. I'm on the Facebook heavy all day. It's what I do. I buy and sell things. And I want to give a special shout out to Miss Stacy McGraw. She said that Elmira men can never just have one. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, and they try to be slick, but Elmira talks. That is, I must say, and this is what the ladies have to understand. To every one dude, there are 8 women. Did I ever say that, Brooklyn Black?
No, I didn't know about that, but, it seems like with how the ladies, there's only, from what I've seen, 2, maybe 3 good girls from Elmira.
No, but I'm saying the ratio, is 1 to 8. It's 1 to 8. It's a lot of females, and a lot of dudes are going to jail, and you got a lot of bae moms. So, I mean, to you know, answer to what she was saying, you got to figure, all right, you're out here in Elmira, and it's mad different girls, and they trying to grab them a good man. So you figure they got the drug dealers, and they don't really got nothing going on. I'm not saying all, some of them, who don't have much going on at home. And, yeah, they're a single mother, they're working hard, and they're struggling, and then they go to the bar, and they meet a baller from out of town, Brooklyn, Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, anywhere. And like, oh, he's a handsome young man. So they get involved with these so-called ballers or with the outer appearance, or he may appear like he has some revenue, and they talk a nice game, like she said, oh boy did, like Hooters.com said Timmy did, and they like, damn, maybe this guy can change my life. Maybe if I fuck with him, maybe I can get a ride in that Benz. Maybe he can, you know what I'm saying, pay my $25.
Why am I living in Elmira looking for a come-up? Fuck that.
So hold up.
I get a good paycheck one day, you know what I'm saying? You know, I sell a phone real good or whatever, and I get a good decent paycheck, commission bonus and all that. And I go, yo, let me go to Elmira and check my nigga up for the weekend. And I go up there, and we hit the bar, and, you know, she see me, I'm buying up drinks, and we're getting it popping, getting it in and all that good shit. Because I'm doing that, you know, y'all gonna think y'all can latch onto me and get a free ride? Get the fuck out of here. Like Lux said, we ain't bringing shit to the table, you get nada, son.
I'm going to use me because I can only go with my own experiences. For me, for example, yeah, I like a lot of women. But when it comes to me, you know what I'm saying, some may see, oh, this is an ambitious dude or whatever. I may not even like this nigga. But it appears that Lucky may have some change. He may have a little bit of change. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a fuck you shout out to the girls who go on my pics and they try to sum up what they can sum up. Like, all right, he flashing money in his pictures. He looks real, you know, nice or whatever in some of the pictures. He's dressing up. I think if I give him some pussy, he's going to trick that bread on me. And one girl in particular told me.
To make you prostitutes.
You think so?
You think so? Hell yeah, and you know, and the thing about it is, and it's fucked up because, you know, we all came from mothers and stuff. Like, yo, a dude had to do something. He had to pay in time, he had to pay in money, he had to pay in jewelry, he had to pay for that pussy. And what is a prostitute? Someone who sells their pussy for money and or other services and benefits.
So, no, I'm sorry, I was reading this. Shout out to Miss Molly or whatever.
Gonna do like that, yeah. I'm gonna say, yeah, you're hooker. Unless, you know what I'm saying, it's a different thing and where we you know what I mean, we come through something together like, hey, I got, you know, I bring my sandwich to the table, you got your sandwich. You know, we eating our sandwiches. But you can't come with just three cookies and I call my sandwich and you want some of my sandwich because you got chocolate chip cookies. That's not happening.
Well, it's funny that you say that because like maybe like 2 weeks ago, I put on my status, I switched around. I said, ladies, if you was a millionaire and you met a nice looking young man and you guys get married and you last 1 year and you decided, yo, we got to split up, should he get half of everything that you have? And a lot of females from Elmira, they're like, no, he ain't getting shit. So as I'm reading this, I'm like, damn, I tricked these girls into saying what I wanted them to say because that's how they really feel. So why is it when these celebrities, Allen Iverson and Tiger Woods and all those other people, and they get divorced and they messing with girls, they don't all mess with supermodels, they mess with decent girls, why do they get half? You know what I mean? Why? Why? And so it's like, you know, it's double standard. Like, it is what it is. I think when it's all said and done, they see opportunity to try to come up, like you said, and they're trying to come up. Yo, we got anybody with their hands up out there?
No hands up, but the room is still popping, so, you know, we still got to give them something.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, we're supposed to have...
Hooters.com is back with us. You with us, Hooters?
Hello?
No, it's a thing. I love giving girls names.
Me, Mr. New City here. You putting
what'd you say?
1 million on your status to trick
girls.
I said, are you forever putting 10 million statuses with that are questions on your Facebook?
Okay.
What girls are going to say and trick girls. And, of course, like, that's, like, I'm greedy with my money. I'm not going to turn around, get married, and let somebody have half of my money. Like, if I worked hard for it, that's mine. If you're not going to do anything, then you're not going to get it. But if it's, like, if it's been 50-50 from the beginning, then it needs to be 50-50 at the end.
So if I'm I make a hit, you start dating me right now, bam. I come out with a hit record, Elmira, Elmira, and it takes off like a Soulja Boy track, and then me and you, we married for 6 months or whatever, and then I say, you know something, I met me a model. Beyonce is single. I want Beyonce. Get out of here. Divorce. You going to take your bag and be like, fuck you, nigga? Or are you going to be like, I want half?
I'm going to be, if I made half, if I put in half, then I want half. But if I didn't do anything,
nothing,
then it's not my money.
If you ain't putting nothing,
if,
you was just
okay,
you was just
well,
calling
not
me.
My money.
What if you just came in with sneakers, but y'all was together for a long time, and you know, you bought some sneakers, you bought some nice things, but now it's over.
And he can keep it all when I leave.
He asked your sneakers that you came in with.
That's commendable.
You know,
I must say that. That's for her to say that. That's commendable. Da, da, da. I want to give a shout-out to Carrie. She just ordered me a pizza from OIP's because I can't really – I'm starving up here at the shop, and she ordered the pizza for me. I appreciate you, little mama. Thank you very much. They be here in a half an hour. So shout-out to Pudgy's, OIP's, and stuff like that. They need to make better pizza out here, but that's all we got out here. And so that's what you know, is going down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Shout-out.
Don't tell me
yeah.
that.
They don't got White Castles up here. No Kennedy's.
No White Castles.
Wow.
No Sonics. No Dairy Queen.
No White Castle, no sign. Well, we ain't got no signs down here in the hood neither, but I'm saying no White Castle.
I want to say something real quick, and it pisses me off, that everybody's fucking related in this fucking town.
Not everybody's. Everybody claims they're related, but not everybody is related. Everybody just claims that.
And everybody knows everybody, and as soon as you mess with one girl, you be like, oh, didn't you mess with her? Or didn't you mess with her? Or you messed with my cousin, so I can't fuck with you or whatever. And not saying that every girl want to fuck with me or whatever, because that's not the case at all. But it just, you know, it fucks up your options, you know what I mean? So when everybody's related, like, you end up getting, not saying you get the bottom of the barrel, but you end up, you know, the girls that you really want, that you think is attractive and the go-getters, you can't even go get them because they end up being cousins or aunts and uncles to girls that you done dated. And that fucks it up. And so if you're listening, Elmira girls, because a girl said that, you know, dudes be trying to mess with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different girls. It's not that. Our choices are limited. Yeah, it's hard to find a. I dated one chick, and come to find out, she was related to 6 girls I was trying to get with.
That's no bueno. But check it out, 347-857-4302 is the number. We got Elmira in the building. It's Real Talk with Lucky Me. I'm your boy Brooklyn Black. Brought to you by Free Game Radio. We gonna get into another track. Happy birthday, Mike, and we'll be right back. All right.
We'll be right back. raised by a smooth
nigga. That nigga Michael Jackson, that was my nigga. That's my nigga right there. He got me over there teary eyed and all that. I miss that nigga. That was a good song right there. Got me in the store dancing. In the store dancing. Yo, son, I wanna if you're just tuning in, you know what I'm saying? This is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. I'm the host, Lucky Me. I'm here, you know what I'm saying, with the Cuzzo, Brooklyn Black gear, and this is how we doing it.
You know, we here
till
I'm over here, you know, politicking on the side with Miss Sandy Wood, you know, and we here chilling. But
Miss Wood. You know what I'm saying? Long Beach, Hollywood. Nah. Yo, I just read something and it's so true what she just said, you know what I'm saying? She said that women aren't the only gold diggers. There's niggas out here that's gold diggers too. And you know something? I got a high five. I'ma send her invisible high five douche in the air because niggas is gold diggers, and I know what she's talking about, and I'm gonna put them on blast. Niggas that use girls for their cars. I see that a lot. I see a lot of black niggas pushing their girls' car, and the females just sitting passengers side. I see that a lot. I see a lot of, you know what I'm saying, dudes waiting for their girls, you know what I'm saying, outside the job, why they ain't doing nothing. And that's not cool. So if you using your girl, if you're a gold digger nigga, and you trying to use these females, use a bum. Straight up. I just got to say it. Use a bum. But like I said, some females like to be used. The same way some females, and before I say this, y'all don't kick me in the throat, and I don't condone domestic violence, but some girls like that shit. They like to be choked. They some females feel if a nigga smack the shit out you, that's his way of telling you, baby, I love you. That's the only way they can get attention from him. If they start an argument and he beats them up, they feel, damn, he's always ripping and running in the streets and all that. He's cheating on me. Maybe if I start some shit, you know what I'm saying, that's the only way I can get him to say, baby, I'm sorry. I want to hug you. I want to hold you, or you're right. So they start shit, and knowing that he's going to beat their ass. So, and what do normal dudes do? After they hit a girl, they bend down. Baby, you all right? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. And now they're getting the attention that they've been craving for all month. What you feel about that, Brooklyn Black?
You know what? Coincidentally, you know what I'm saying, sad but true, it is, you know what I'm saying, that is kind of where it goes. That is kind of where it goes sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And that is exactly how it is, and it's a damn shame, you know what I mean?
Is Hooters.com still on deck?
Yep.
AllRightHooters.com. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, I'm not asking you for to be in, get into specifics or anything, but have you ever been in and you don't got to say his name, but throughout your life, have you ever been in a domestic violence, a relationship where there was domestic violence?
Like, not, like, physical domestic violence, no.
It was verbal.
It was, like, verbal and mental and, like, degrading. Like, I don't even know how to explain it.
All right. Have I'm sure you overcame that?
Like, I finally got smart and realized what was going on and let the situation go after 4 years. But, you know, shit happens and you still, like, wonder, okay, is the next guy going to turn around and do the same shit? And, like, you're very guarded.
So, oh my goodness, it's going down. It's children going down, get them. What time is it? It's 9:30. Why those kids aren't in the bed? Why aren't them kids in the bed? And it's 9:30.
You're a badass, sir. You should know that. Why he's not in bed.
I'm just saying, school is going to be here in a week. Why aren't these kids getting prepared? You know, like, you know, if I don't have my kids every day, but if I did, they'll be in the bed at 8, getting ready, you know what I mean, for school, because school is going to be in a week. You got to train their bodies, you know what I'm saying, to get ready, get back into that school rhythm, you know what I mean, getting up early and all that good stuff. But, hey, it's your boat, you know what I'm saying, you row your own boat. Miss Leah Dean.
It's not my own boat because it ain't my kids.
Oh, don't scream at me, miss. I am emotional. You don't scream at me. I'm
not
sensitive.
Screaming at you, and you are not emotional.
I'm sensitive. How dare you scream at me? Don't do that. It's just not prudent. It's not nice.
Well,
we're on the book here. We got Miss Leah Dean. She said, well, I hate most men. Not just Elmira men. 90% of them lie, cheat, steal, are in the legal system somewhere. I feel like they lie and they do your work. And what is she saying? Oh, and then lie and then cover it up with another. They never keep their dick in their pants. Oh, she wrote a biography. They never keep their dick in their pants. They steal your heart and leave. Guys, steal your heart and leave. Well, I'm gonna speak up on what would you feel. Yeah, Brooklyn. Have you ever heard a female's heart? Have you ever broke a girl's heart, Brooklyn Black?
Yeah.
Intentionally? Have you intentionally said, "Yo, I'm gonna wake up today and I'm gonna break some girl's heart"?
No, like I'm dead serious. Like I've never, I've never actually went and broke a heart. I had to never cheated. I was all about how good I do. If I was with one chick, I was with one chick. But I was single, not committed. Yeah, my dick was all over the place.
Your dick was all over the place. Pause. Disgusting, sir. Disgusting, sir.
You know, but I was never, I was never that type of guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never, disrespected or made her feel low because, no, I got sisters, I got a mother, I got female cousins, nieces especially, what I'm saying? And
Now, Carl, I'm sorry to cut you off. I was just going to go real quick into it and say, just to jump out there, who you think are more emotional, men or women?
Women.
So guys aren't emotional creatures. What are you trying to say?
Nah. Believe it or not, men are more emotional. What? Men are more proud.
See, I'm not, and I agree with you because I think men are more emotional than women. Is we have most men. This is how we show it. This is how guys show it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna throw it out there. I'm just gonna give it out there. Like for me, if I gotta cry or if I get hurt, for instance, say girl, I'm in a relationship and the girl be like, yo, you know something, lucky, fuck that shit, nigga. You don't do this, it's over. In front of her, I'm gonna be like, word, fuck that, I ain't wanna be with you anyway. But then later, I'm being a shower crying if I loved her. Most men, if they're hurt, if they super hurt, they're gonna curse the girl out. They're going to call her every name in the book. You hoe, you bitch, you dirty slut, your pussy stank anyway. I ain't want to be with you. I wanted to be with your sister anyway, but she was busy. Like, niggas say stuff like that.
I don't want some meat.
But females, when they hurt, they cry in public. They'll come to your job. They be on the glass. Why? Yeah, burn their clothes up. I had a girl throw my shit in the tub and put mad bleach on it. Who does that? Why would you put bleach on my clothes? Who does that?
A crazy emotional woman would do that.
a crazy emotional woman. Now, today I seen a crazy woman chase a man all around my store because I think she really liked him. She really liked him, and I think she was hurt because he lied to her. Is that true, miss?
Sir, I was pissed that he lied, sir.
Was you hurt, though? Was you hurt?
Were you hurt?
I was, the thing that hurt me the most was that he lied to me, that he told me on my birthday that he was going to stop messing around with his soon-to-be wife.
Mm-hmm.
Her phone, play Houdini, and he wanted to be was in love with me. He wanted to work everything out with me. You know, this, that, and the third. I walk up in your shop to say hi to you, not expecting him to be there. Not expecting him to have the phone.
I got to cut you off. This is real talk with Lucky Me, where we keep it real. And the swap shop she's talking about is...
I have to cut both of you off. Sorry.
No, I'm saying, but the swap shop she's talking about is on 707 Lake Street in Elmira, by the way, the swap shop she's talking about. But anyway, miss, I got to keep it real for a second here because this is the people, they listening. They taking their time out from their phones and they listening. Miss, didn't you tell me on that day you wanted my penis for your birthday?
Oh!
No, sir, because I had fucked you the night before, and it wasn't.
Did you or not tell me that you wanted my penis on your birthday birthday?
Wait, hold up, hold up. Also, I'll call in a listener in the chat room, Sandy Wood. She has told us that it is her birthday tomorrow, so I want to say happy birthday, Sandy.
Happy birthday.
And also,
we are saying happy birthday to you.
I'll do something like that in a second, but we have another caller.
Let's get him on.
Block number, once again, you are back live in the building. What's up?
Hello. Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're chilling. What's going on? Is this a male or female?
This is a female.
This is a female. All right, where
are
you from?
Are you crying?
What happened?
Are you crying?
Yes.
All right, so, obviously you called in and you raised your hand for a reason. What do you want to say? It's real. You got Brooklyn Black and Lucky Me on the air. Did we lose the caller?
Yes.
Listen, I'm okay with that. You want to call? I'm happy that you took time to dial the numbers. You're calling in with the fake voices and stuff like that. I'm glad you're paying attention, and I appreciate you. Thank you, whoever just called in. Shout out to you. Yo, what area code was that? Oh, no, it was a private. Okay, pause. It was a private.
It's all good.
Yeah, but back to it. Like I said, miss, this is the thing, miss. And we come into the, what was it? We got 20 minutes left on the show. I'm going to break it down and be honest with you, miss. You're not really going to find a good man if you're not honest across the board with yourself.
I'm honest with myself.
I don't think you're honest. I think you're looking for love.
Wait. Okay. So, you could be honest with yourself, but are you honest with the dude you're trying to get in your bed, get in your life?
Nope.
How am I not honest?
Yeah, I don't think you're honest, miss, because me and him, we're not buddies, and I really don't give a fuck about none of these niggas out here because I don't know these niggas. I'm just out here freelancing. We compared texts together in times, and the same that when you was texting me, you was texting him. So you was going after two penises. Calling, texting, Facebooking. Via Facebook.
Via
Facebook. Yes. Facebook.com.
No,
the site where drama happened.
No, because like I had said to you earlier, when he came back to me on my birthday, I did not take him back for, as in like a relationship. I had never said that. He asked me what I wanted, and I told him I wanted somebody who wasn't going to do me dirty the way he did me dirty, who wasn't going to lie to me, who was going to be upfront and honest with me, be able to communicate and everything. And he said that he respected that. He never said, okay, I will do that, so can we please get back together? So, in my eyes, I'm still single, allowed to do what I want. Just because he's calling me and I'm texting you, it doesn't mean it's at the same time. It might be within the same hour, but it's definitely not the same time. So, actually, what time is it? About 10 o'clock? So, I probably will be hearing from him in the next 45 minutes. Can't even lie about that.
The question, what penis are you going to be with tonight, Hooters.com? Are you going to be with the swap shop owner's penis, or are you going to be with Timmy's penis tonight?
Hold up, because I just caught the name we're throwing around here, and I just caught the name of one of our featured guests. Like, is that really what it is?
Yes, it is, sir. And I'm if they're listening right now, like I said, that's what I don't respect. If you're not going to do something, all we have in this life is our word. And so if you say you're going to do something, do it. You know what I'm saying? They were called. They said they were going to be on the show. They said they didn't want any questions pertaining to Hooters.com. And I said, okay, we can do that. But if you can't do it, you can't do it. I'm okay with that. But so I get kind of frustrated when people don't do what they say. So, you know, that's what happens. This is what happens. And all I can do is keep it real at the end of the day. This is how we're giving up. But before we go into anything else,
we have a caller.
Let's go.
Last question is 3792. What's good? You're live. Real talk. Good luck to me. What's up?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
hello? What are you doing?
Who is this yelling at me?
Lucky.
Who is this?
Oh, shit.
This is Leah.
Leah who?
You mean, what am I doing?
Why? Listen, you are talking to this girl, Reckless, about penises, and you know that somebody else is talking to her, and you're still giving it to her. What is your problem?
Oh, wait, who is that? Who is that?
First of all, my so-called bestie. My so-called bestie, I'm single, and I can throw my penis all around all I want to. And I don't care if she get, like, a lot of these girls out here got men, but they don't like their men. They only with their men for a shelter. They don't like their men when they go home. Listen, I'm a poor man. I'm a poor girl's fantasy and a rich girl's dream.
He wishes.
Y'all crazy. Is Leo, are you still there, crazy lady? Brooklyn Black, she hung up?
Yes.
She hung up.
She
are you still there, Leah?
Yeah.
Leah?
Yes.
You're crazy. Don't get me started on this air, Leah. Do not get me started. You know you don't get me started. Out of all people, you don't get me started. Do you hear me, miss?
I think could have started. We only got a few minutes left, but let's do it. Why not? You know, but that's just me
because
I like seeing shit.
Because she's, like, that's my bestie, but she's also a confused soul.
She's also a confused soul? Like, why?
She's confused.
Nah,
see, I wouldn't go as far as that, but she's a confused soul. Now, I wouldn't put her in the whole Elmira girl theme. She's outside of it, but she's still a confused soul, and that's my bestie, so I ain't going to do it filthy. But that's you know, do you disagree with me, Leah?
No.
Exactly. What'd you say?
I said no.
You don't? Yes, because you know. Don't get me started, miss.
Goodbye.
Exactly. She knows. She knows. That's why I'm not even going to get into that. Thank you very much, but I appreciate you calling in, Miss Dean, one of the sexiest girls out here in Elmira. I just got to throw that out there. She's one of the sexy girls out here. But we ain't talking about who's sexy. We talking about, I asked the ladies on my Facebook page, the top, you know what I'm saying, turn off when men approach you. Like, what are the things that turn you off? And we got Miss Marie. She says they teeth and their shoes. So when they come, they say, hey, how you doing, gorgeous? She looked at their teeth. The teeth got to be straight. They sneakers got to be fly. Miss Dean, who was just on, she said teeth and shoes also. We got old girl from Endicott. She said, how they approach me? He has to come correct. No hey ma, no hey shorty. It's excuse me, miss lady, and their teeth and shoes have to be correct in their breath. Throw it out to it in your mouth. You're trying to get some ladies. So we got Miss Carrie. She's talking about teeth, body, and if they don't take care of themselves, how are you going to take care of anyone else? Exactly. Main thing, how are you going to take care of somebody else if you can't take care of yourself?
And
it's the same thing, like, let's get a man.
We got another caller on deck. Once again, call a private, so This may be a little joke call or whatever, but it's all well and good. We'll get them on air. They got their hand up. Private number, you're live on the air. What's good?
Ear.
Yo, man, who's this?
Ear, what's good, nigga?
Is this the featured guest, Late?
Yes.
We have Timmy and Alicia on the call, and we have 12 minutes to go. I want to say congratulations on your marriage or engagement.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're not even gonna go. We're gonna go straight to y'all. Both Alicia, you there? Alicia, are you there? Alicia, are you there? Now you're not. Who is this?
Sir, you're lucky, son. I'm not married.
Who is this? Who is this? This X?
No. This is Swag.
Swag. Where you from, sir?
Amara. You know, right?
Amara, New York. All right, yo. We gonna keep it bright. Yo, the females were saying that the niggas out here be using girls. Gold diggers. Are you a gold digger, sir?
Hell no.
What's your main complaint? So you got a job, you're about your business or whatever. So as far as the Elmira girls, what is it that
I'm
you see?
My money. It's not even that. I'm about my money. That's it.
Nice. You're about your paper. As far as the Elmira girls, how long you been out here?
I've been out here 19 years.
19 years. So what is, let's say three things that you notice that are negatives, and give me three positive about Elmira girls.
I'm saying, though, you got a lot of nasty ones out here that don't know how to keep care of themselves.
You talking
ones out here that hold themselves down, you know. Now, I mean, they hold themselves down. They got a job, car, crib, you know. They can hold their own. But then you got some other ones that just want to fall back on the nigga.
So gold diggers, you mean it?
Yeah.
Mm.
You got the calm ones, and you got them crazy-ass ones, like, you know. They're the ones you got to, like, fall back, shorty.
All right. A big thing out here, and I always talk about the main thing that I see or hear about is domestic violence. Sir, have you ever put your hands on a female, or do you see that around you a lot?
Nah. See, I think verbal violence is worse than domestic around here. Because you can hear a girl with your words.
Okay.
And see, like, I'm not that type of dude to put my hands on a female. You don't have to put your hands on a female. No female deserves to get smacked, slapped, nothing.
Yo, can we get an applause for that, Brooklyn Black?
Hey, what I'm saying, bro, what if she throw a brick at you?
What was you saying?
What if she throw a brick at you, say, like, your whip?
If she throw a brick at my whip?
Yeah.
See, that's...
No, my boy.
My second bitch right now. No female deserves to get smacked. But if you threw a brick in my whip, I'm going to smack your ass.
All right, one quick thing. Like I said, we got 10 minutes left on the show. If you just tuned in, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio.
I got to shout you out, though, on your videos on Facebook and shit, nigga. I be peeping them. Good up.
That's what's up. Thank you. I appreciate it, sir. I'm just trying to do what I do. Music is my hobby. I'm just trying to get this bread.
You already know. I'm doing the same thing. You already know. Get that cash flow effect out here. You already know.
All right, that's what's up. Let me say one thing, sir. One thing I noticed, a lot of things I noticed. Young girls from 12 years old is getting pregnant at Elmira, and also I noticed that there's a couple of females who children are cousins at the same time, meaning that they had sex with brothers and created babies. So the child is brothers and cousins at the same time. This is the only place I've ever seen that. Why is that?
Well, you know, it falls back on the parents for letting their daughter go out at the age of 12 and sex. I think at the age of like 10, it's time to sit down with your son, your daughter, and give them that talk, you know. But once again.
So pretty much it's how these mothers is bringing up their children, and they're not raising them right, pretty much.
Yeah.
Are you? Do you have any children, sir?
No, I am not. I know if I had a daughter, my daughter damn sure ain't going out here at the age of 12 doing what some of these Amara girls do.
How old are you, sir?
I just shake my head like, wow.
How old are you, sir?
Oh, I'm 21.
You're 21. So, all right. You've been out here all this time. You're 21. All right. This is rare. You don't have no baby mama drama. What kept you away from that? From going raw dog?
Wait, hold on. Before you answer that, and before we run out of time, I want to get this last call in. We'll also call from a private number. What's good? You live on the air.
Yo, it's your boy Mark, nigga.
What?
Cash Flow Effect. What L Town was hood.
Yeah.
That was popping. What's going on?
Yo, I heard earlier something about hitting a girl if you threw a brick through the window of your car.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something. If a girl threw a brick through my motherfucking window in my car, she deserves a beat down. Because, you know, damn well, she ain't gonna pay for it. There's no that fucking no fault shit on your insurance. You just get screwed all around. So she deserves a beat down.
See, Mark, on the other hand, I'll slap that bitch too, though. Because unless it full covers, it ain't gonna cover that shit. Nowadays, full covers don't cover shit.
Word. That's the fucking truth, man. And that's why they deserve to get slapped. If they disrespect some shit like that.
I'm saying, but then you got them other girls that don't deserve to get slapped. Nice housewives, you know. Settle down, but.
Yeah, I know. There's some, like, the dudes be beating on their girls when they do, like,
hello, you still there? Callers?
Yeah.
That's a big thing, nigga. That's a big thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to call in and just say my piece on that because I feel you, Black, where you coming from and everything.
Yeah, that's what's up, yo, man. Tune in every Monday, man. We're going to be doing this every Monday from 8 to 10. Elmira's finally got a voice. Nobody out here got a radio show. I had to get it popping for y'all.
So also, too, I'm gonna stretch it out and do it like this because I know Lucky Me cannot be the only nigga in Elmira that correct because I see the hood and all that.
Let's get it.
Stand the fuck up.
Alright, so check it out. All you Elmira artists, you sing, you rap, you can do reggae, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, send me your MP3s either the Females Lie Too Much at AIM.com or CreekGameRadio@gmail.com and either me or Luck will get back to you, schedule you for the show, and we're gonna see what you work on. I'm gonna showcase Elmira to the fucking world, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're gonna do.
Yes, I'm feeling that.
Good luck. Alright, so like I said, you send them to Luck or you send them to me, freegameradio@gmail.com, and we're going to get you on the show and get your music and stuff out there.
Brooklyn Black, man. This was a good show, man.
Somebody give a straight 16 right quick. Lucky, spit a straight 16.
Hold on. All right, now this is who?
16 off the head.
Yeah, he want me to give him something?
Straight 16.
Give me eight. Nah, I'm just going to go. I said, top of the morning, Jimmy Crack Conan. I'm up late, I'm back in work, watching a Conan. I switched to Jay Leno. I'm hot, you get the memo. All white telling B, something straight demos. I'm fucking up. I'm late, I'm tired. I can't give it to you now.
Before you hit the jump on, you got to hit that Dutchie. You get it in your system, it'll make your rap break.
Nah, it's late, but yo, like I said,
get that cushy, dog. You already know.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I want to thank y'all dudes for calling in. Tell a friend. We're going to get this popping, and if it gets big enough, I might just do this every single night. We'll see how it go.
Every single night we can do it except for Friday and Saturday, because that's my shit, nigga.
I got y'all.
Yo, big shout out to everybody who called in and checked in with us, you know what
I'm saying?
Yo, Elmira, stand up. Once again, Sandy Wood, happy birthday. Enjoy your birthday. Have fun with your family and all that. You drink, you know, get drunk, celebrate. It's your day. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Tune in to us next week, Monday night, 8 o'clock. we'll still be, you know, we'll be talking the same old ish, same old, you know what I mean? And like I said, Elmira Talent, get at me, pregameradio@gmail.com. Hit me on Twitter, at Brooklyn Black. Hit Luck on Twitter, at Mr. New City. Or you can hit us on Facebook. And, you know, let's do it, let's showcase, you know what I'm saying? Let's show the world that there's more to New York than New York City. You know what I'm saying? Let's stretch it out.
Yo, Brooklyn Black, I got to put something out there real quick for our listeners. And I know it comes off as I may be bashing. But I do want to say that I want to give a shout-out, one, to all the callers. I want to give a shout-out to all the hardworking mothers out here in Elmira. Because there are some hardworking mothers that work them double shifts and you know, they're paying for them babysitters. And they don't got time for the lame niggas or whatever. They're just working and they're grinding. And all those good mothers, single mothers, who's holding it down by themselves, to all the good girls, to everybody who out here is doing anything. I want to give a special shout out to them because it seems sometimes like I'm always bashing, but I want to give kudos to all the good ladies, the good ones, the good girls. And shout out to you, Brooklyn Black. You made this possible, baby.
You know, it's just me doing what I do. And like I said, you know, I started up and I opened it up for everybody else to come and do their thing. But also, big shout out to Hooters.com, Sandy Wood, to Shorty Leah, Alicia and Timmy. You need to ask me for not showing up, but it is what it is. It's still all up. Holler at us next Monday, 8 o'clock, same place, same channel. You guys be safe. And wait, I can't even forget this, because especially talking about the shit we spoke about tonight. Fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Stop falling for the scam. Protect your clam, all right? We do those things and we do due diligence and just not get caught up in the next person's bullshit. Everybody will be all right.
Brooklyn, you listening?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to give a special shout out to my kids. You know what I'm saying? I love you, Amari. I love you, Jordan, out there in Haverstraw. My son Amari down there, Soundview Projects. I want to give a shout out to my baby mom. I know she get on my nerves sometimes, but she's holding it. She always hold it down. She always have my back. So shout out to my kids and my baby mom.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what it is. And
initiating shutdown sequence.
It's telling us we've got to go. So have a good night, everybody. Be safe. We love y'all. Next week, and we out here. Peace.
Oh.